On May 14th, the Iron County Forestry Committee unanimously approved the 5-acre LCO harvest camp to operate for 1 year. But no permit has been issued, so the Wisconsin County's Forestry Association has called the camp illegal and wants the county district attorney to take action. Among all the legal back and forth and denials that the controversial iron ore mine is the real issue, several people admit that it is all about pushback against the camp. Forestry Association Director Jane Sievert says the issue is public access to public forests.
I mean, our letter has nothing to do with the mining issue, has nothing to do with any issues associated with treaty rights. There's just concern with the protection of the public rights for public access.
But LCO Chairman Mick Isham says no one, not even armed GTAC guards, have been denied access to the harvest camp. He says the May 14th Forestry Committee meeting approved the camp and the rest is mining politics.
Well, that's what I think it's about. You know, they're seeing a grassroots effort, a great thing that's happening, and you know, it's a feel-good thing, and they see that and they're getting a little scared.
In fact, Isham says permits aren't even needed for tribal members since the treaties of 1837 and 1842 give them the right to hunt, fish, and gather on public land in the ceded territory. Enter the state. The Department of Natural Resources has oversight responsibilities in public forest land, including the ceded territory. DNR attorney Quinn Williams says they've identified issues of concern at the camp, including that a permit has not been issued by Iron County. Quinn says the camp is not in compliance with county ordinances, but changes could be made to fix that. He says for now the state won't take action until they see what Iron County does. Iron County board member Jim Lambert voted for the permit at the May 14th meeting. Now he says he's not sure they even had the power to grant LCO the 1-year land use permit because of the state-managed forest law. But in the end, Lambert admits mining is the real issue.
You can make that a harvest camp. You can make that anything you want, but it's in protest of the mine. That's exactly what it is. And they said that to us afterwards, too.
LCO Chairman Mick Isham says they can do what they want, but they already have Iron County's Forestry Committee's permission for the camp, which allows non-Native people to also stay there. But he says a gray area is whether or not the full Iron County Board must approve it. He says they don't need a permit for tribal people to stay there while hunting, fishing, and gathering. Still, Iron County Legal Counsel Mike Pope and the DNR's Williams says since no permit has been issued, the LCO Harvest Camp exists outside the law. LCO Tribal Vice Chairman Rusty Barber says the camp mission is to document and harvest plants while educating people about the value of that land. So he says this effort to have it removed is puzzling.
It's beyond what I can even fathom. It's an educational camp. We use the land in a good way, and we're tied to the land. We'll always be tied to the land.
After a week of phone calls to the Iron County Forestry Department by Wisconsin Public Radio, no calls were returned. We were told Forestry Director Joe Varis was in meetings. But the push to remove the harvest camp may come to a head next week. The Forestry Committee has put it back on its agenda for next Tuesday's meeting. Mike Simons in Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.